Moravia boys basketball back to the New York State tournament for the first time in a bit. And you remember the last time they reached the state tournament, they won a New York State championship way back in 2017. And Todd Mulvaney has been doing it for a long time, guided the program to the title then, and he's looking to do so here. And he joins us on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. And Todd, thanks so much for a couple of minutes here, you know, safely assuming it never gets old to win a section championship and punch your ticket to a New York State tournament. How special does it feel, though, with this group?
It feels amazing, Nick. I'm just proud of these guys. I'm really happy for them. I know that was a goal of theirs, and they knew it was going to be a long and a hard path just to get that Section 4 title with so many quality teams across not only the IAC but Section 4. We knew it was going to be a tough task just to get to this point of the season. I'm just really happy for them.
When you had that game a couple of days ago, you guys got off to a really red-hot start early on, hitting some big buckets. And I know we spoke at the IAC Championship for a hot second because of how good your team shot in that title game, especially in that first quarter against Newfield. The buckets were falling like crazy. What has been, if you can even define it, the recipe for success with these kind of hot starts that your team gets after?
I think the kids are just they're just enjoy playing with each other, and this time of the year they know that if they're not playing well, then that season could end that evening. So I think they're just in that mode now where they want to fight for each other and fight for another day to come to practice. So I think that's just been our mindset as soon as we hit that February with the 12th date where it was just turned from regular season to postseason. They just kind of locked in and just have been playing really well together.
Let's go back to last Saturday and that game against Tioga. Like I said, a hot start, but they played a really solid game, kept it close for a little bit. What made them such a tough opponent? Because they obviously had a really, really nice run to the title game.
Yeah, Tioga's a very good team.
Yeah.
They not only do they rebound the ball really well, they defend. And they have some guys that can really knock down some open shots. And Sickler proved why he was one of the toughest players in our section this year. Just can really score the basketball for them. So, that, I mean, we knew even coming out with a hot start, I mean, that we were going to have to keep our foot on the gas pedal because they were not going to go away. They were playing too well at this time of the year. And, again, they know winning. They understand it just because they've experienced it in different sports.
Sometimes I feel like a broken record talking about your basketball program because it's all about the tradition, right? And I'm sure a lot of these players that you have saw how things went in 2017, realized at a young age, I want to be a part of that. And now they're taking those steps to be a part of that. And I feel like we're always seeing this circle back year after year, season after season, where you just continue to develop the talent because some of these youngsters see just how fun and memorable it can be. Has that been a part of the conversation in the sense of, you know, these guys knowing the tradition and the history and wanting to be a part of the rich history of making state title runs?
Yeah, they definitely appreciate what our former players have done here. And I think what they want to do is kind of make their own story as well, just to kind of be part of some of the great teams that we've been fortunate to be a part of in the last 10 years. So I think, you know, watching them have some success and looking up to those guys, they want to do the same thing but kind of make it their own. So I think that's part of the motivating factor with their motivation towards the success that they want to have.
Yeah, I'd believe it. We're with Todd Mulvaney here on BTL, head coach of the Moravia boys basketball team, Section 4 champs for the first time since 2017, and on to the New York State tournament, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. Abram Wasileski has been so, so good. I know we chatted earlier in the season, and you brought up his name and mentioned just how good he's been. And for him to have the season he's having, for him to have the big-time performance he had in the section championship game, dropping 21 points and just being so active on all ends, it sounded like. What has he provided in terms of a spark for this team? And maybe how has his game grown since the beginning of the season to where we are now?
Abram's just really, he's just rise to the occasion and stepped up. I mean, he just has made some big plays for us, and I think Saturday it was just like the culmination of him playing at both ends of the floor, doing all the things that we've been asking him to do all year, and he got a chance just to display, you know, how hard he's really worked, not only just this season but the off season. And I was really proud of him after Saturday's performance. I think he just proved not only to himself but to a lot of people that he's just a great all-around player, and we're just so fortunate to have him.
Considering that this is the first go-round, you know, winning a section title and going to states for these guys, how are they handling it? What's practice been like? What are the emotions like for these guys?
To be honest, Nick, it's been the same since we started the postseason journey. It's been just the same motto has been try to just keep fighting the practice. And what we mean by that is, you know, your season can end any day. So just be excited to be at practice. And I think they've just bought into that with each other. So the idea that they're just at practice having a good time, it's still just smiles and fun. And when we need to get to work, we get to work. So just being around each other, they really do just enjoy being on the basketball court with one another. And I think we're just blessed to be able to have another week together and just play the game of basketball and then have an opportunity to play again Saturday.
I remember a few years ago I was chatting with somebody who used to be a part of your basketball program, and they told me, hey, watch out in a few years because there's this core group of players who are going to develop into something special and maybe make a run here in the high school playoffs. And here we are. That kind of came to fruition, and this guy was predicting the future pretty perfectly. What about these guys in terms of their skill set and the X's and O's that come with it? What is it about these guys that make them so good and so talented out there on the court?
I think what makes this group special is they play really hard for each other and they care for one another, but they're also just all-around great kids. They're just a special group to be around, and I think if you're around them for more than 5 to 10 minutes, you understand that they have a passion for the game, but they also just enjoy it. They appreciate the fun part of it. So it's not all business, you know. Sometimes that pressure of that people put on you can be overwhelming. But these guys, they don't buy into that. They just appreciate playing the game, doing the best of their ability, and having fun with one another.
Well, the first step to winning a New York State title begins tomorrow, going up against a really good team out of Section 3 in Dolgeville. What have you seen from those guys? Give us a little bit of a lowdown on what you've seen from them and what you guys may be expecting going up against them.
We're going to expect a battle. I mean, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, at this point of the season, you're facing all sectional champions. They're a sectional champion for a reason, and they came out of another, you know, tough section in Section 3. They have one loss on the year, and as soon as you watch film, you can see why. They have a lot of skilled players. They have a really good athlete, and they just play well together. So, we're expecting to go in there and have to play our best ball. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. Like with any other state game, you gotta play to the competition, or again, your season can end.
What's that best basketball got to look like? Don't show all your cards, obviously, but what's one key thing that maybe you're harping on to get the job done and move on to the semis?
Yeah, I'm just hoping we come out and play with that energy that we play with and just play well together. Yeah. That's really what's going to come down to is how can we play and execute to the game that we need to play, and I think our kids understand what we need to do, and then go out and then obviously perform that to our highest level.
Can't wait for it. We'll have it on ESPN Ithaca on Saturday afternoon between the Blue Devils and Dolgeville. And Todd, as always, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Nick. Appreciate all that you guys do for us, too.